My name is Andrew Hillman, and I am here with Tammy Hillman, who I am interviewing about Hurricane Katrina. The time is 7:40 on December 14th. So, where were you when Katrina was first spotted, and where were you whenever Katrina made contact with New Orleans?
We were living in Cleveland, Ohio at the time. We were watching coverage of Katrina coming into New Orleans just on the national news.
All right. And can you explain the feeling you got and your thoughts whenever you first got news of it making contact with New Orleans?
Kind of two different things. First was it was hard to imagine something like that happening because we were living in Cleveland and had lived in Ohio our whole lives up until 2011. So the thought of devastation from the ocean was kind of hard to understand. But on the other side, we had actually been in New Orleans for an evacuation due to a hurricane in either the late 90s or early 2000s. We witnessed the boarding up of buildings, and we had to leave via the evacuation route because there were no flights out of New Orleans. And we had to rent a car and drive from New Orleans to Atlanta and get a flight from Atlanta back to Cleveland, cutting our trip short. So it kind of went two different ways.
Can you describe the scene whenever everyone was just leaving, like the highways, the people, just the energy and stuff?
For Katrina?
Yes.
Okay. From what we could see on the news, it seemed like there was a lot of panic. The evacuation route was bumper to bumper, not moving, which is what we had actually experienced when we had to live through that. I think at the beginning of it, they didn't realize how bad it was going to be. And so maybe some people didn't take it as seriously as they should have. But obviously, as the days progressed, the situation got really bad, and the safety, people's safety, that sort of thing definitely seemed to be an issue.
What impact did the hurricane have on the rest of the world?
I mean, I think everybody kind of stopped and just really watched what was happening down there. I mean, I do think people were very generous as the days after the hurricane with as far as donating money, supplies, opening up their homes. And then, of course, all the utility workers and all sorts, Red Cross and everybody went to their aid. So I feel like that was a positive, but what happened to the people there was very sad.
What memory sticks in your head the most looking back?
I guess the amount of water just seemed unbelievable that could have even happened. That sticks out, just the sadness of people, little kids, people on top of their cars or their houses, just hoping to get rescued safely. And then having been to New Orleans now since Katrina and all that they've done to rebuild it, and it kind of gives you hope when things look so bad.
What were people making, like, mistakes during the hurricane or before it? And, like, what mistakes were they making, if any?
I would assume a thought would be just how bad it was going to be. Mm-hmm. Maybe, I don't want to say the weather people, but just, I don't think it was taken as seriously as they thought it, as bad as it was going to be. And then, of course, the levees not being able to handle all that water. I honestly can't remember if they gave people enough warning to evacuate, but I mean, typically they give people enough time as far as that goes.
What do you want people to remember about Hurricane Katrina?
I think just going back to what I already said about just how the whole country kind of came together to help them, that area rebuild. and just come to everybody's safety, but also just, I suppose, natural disasters, you got to take it seriously, even though sometimes it doesn't seem like it's going to be a big deal.
Mm-hmm. And is there anything that I didn't ask that you think would be a good question that I should have, or important that I should have asked?
I mean, we have that perspective of seeing the area that got hit the worst many years later now, and I guess not really that you didn't ask, but just do I think that they've been able to rebuild from it and learn from it? I would say yes, and I'm sure like most of the country learned from it, thinking about evacuations of towns or just all the safety that you have to think about.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, thank you.
You're welcome, thank you. Is that enough time?
Yeah, there's not really.
Oh, okay.